Welcome all to the Cold Hard. Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome all to the Half. I'm your host, Matthew Long. I knew that was eventually going to happen. Again, I'm your host, Matthew Long, to the Half. Great show for you here today. Got the ball ready. To the Half. we're going to be talking about the situation with Charles Oakley getting tossed from the Garden in New York. He's not so happy with the Knicks coaching staff and Phil Jackson stepped in when he was removed to kind of calm him down. I have a clip here from Reggie Miller. He was on the Dan Patrick Show. It's about 5 minutes or so. I'll play that. And I also, that's the first segment. The second segment, Tiger Woods withdrew from Dubai, from the tournament in Dubai. Now we're here wondering, is Tiger done? I mean, he was scheduled for 4 tournaments, you know, 2 of them here in the end of the month. With the PGA Tour, are we going to see Tiger? Again, it was a back injury. He tweaked it again. He withdrew. What is this? And since 2010, I believe he's withdrawn from tournaments 7 times or something. You got that up there? Yeah, pull that up. 7 times or something like that. I'll get the number for you here in a second. But it just seems like a whirlwind of him continuing to run into issues with injury, having to withdraw from tournaments. I think it's only the 3rd time relating his back, but having to withdraw again from a tournament is something that we don't want to see. I mean, as fans. Supporters of Tiger, or people that want to see him do well. And I'm getting this from FRS.golf, just so you have the source. TJ Reeves wrote this piece. He's also, who's actually also the sideline reporter, and he does stuff with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He does the radio program, the show, the player shows. So he also writes about golf. But that's where I got it. Just to give you some contact on the source there. Again, he's scheduled to play twice later this month, and this is his 7th injury since 2010 and the 4th involving his back. So I'll get a little bit more into that, where I think, what I think, and where I think Tiger is going, and what we can hope to see from him. So, all right. The first thing I want to start off with is the situation with Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley's had some kind of tense relationship with the New York Knicks. I think some of it has to do with, some of their relations, front office relations, maybe the way that they've handled interviewing or not interviewing Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing seems to hasn't gotten an opportunity as a head coach yet. I think it's something that it'll be good when it happens. I'd like to see it happen. We'll see where it goes from there. It could be some of that, some of the coaching. He's had issues with the head coach and whatnot. We'll see where it goes from there. I want to play this interview though. From Reggie Miller, and give you the context on today's show. From today's show on the Dan Patrick Show, Reggie was not scheduled to call in to the show at all. He was just listening to the show, and decided that he was going to call in to give his take. So it's about a little over 6 minutes. So take a listen to this. And this is just giving an alternative point of view. Because, I mean, we have what the Knicks said. The Knicks put out a statement just afterwards. They tweeted out. They said, Charles Oakley came to the game tonight and behaved in a highly inappropriate and completely abusive manner. Most, again, on the live TV feed, you could see him literally getting in some heated conversation and pushed the coach twice. He has been ejected and is currently being arrested by the New York Police Department. He was a great Nick, and we hope he gets help soon. From what I've heard is that he was not looking to start issue. And Reggie talks about that in his interview from people I've talked to. He wasn't looking to start something. He may have been given the tickets or purchased them. It's unclear. I've heard he bought his own tickets. Reggie indicates in his interview that you'll hear in just a second with Dan Patrick that he might have been given the tickets. So I'm going to go ahead. Now that that's the statement put out on Twitter by the Knicks after the incident. So here's Reggie Miller on the Dan Patrick Show, an interview from today.
Reg wanted to call in and talk about Charles Oakley, who got booted. He got arrested last night at Madison Square Garden. So Oak, the former enforcer for the Knicks, spent 10 years there, and he got arrested last night during the game. And Reggie Miller joining us on the program. Reg, good morning. What do you have for me?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. And I can't blame Tyronn Lue for resting his big three. Remember in Washington that unbelievable overtime victory. LeBron James banked the shot to send it to overtime, and then they end up winning with Kyrie Irving, you know, going off in the overtime when LeBron had fouled out. Last night in Indiana, they were down 15, and then a 40-18 run in that third quarter pulled away from Indiana. So I could see them being tired for tonight. Is it great for our network to have those three guys sitting tonight? No, it's not. You would like to see, you know, those guys go against Russell Westbrook, but it's probably going to happen.
You think they're going to all three sit?
Well, if he's already mentioning it, then yeah, he's, you know, laying the groundwork that he's going to sit. I would probably say two of the three will sit, Kyrie and probably LeBron.
But Reg, if you were playing now, or you know, Jordan or Magic or Bird, just to be fair to today's stars, you know, they take care of their careers. They pace themselves a little bit differently. Do you think yesterday's stars would do the same thing? Would Jordan pace himself differently?
It's funny. I never thought of it. I never thought of sitting out. You played the games. If you were healthy enough to play, you played. Whether you played great or you didn't, you still played. I always felt, even if I was tired or even when I was hurt, if I had a hurt ankle or something like that, I always felt me at 75%, 80% was better than a lot of people. I was still out there to help my team out. So you just played. But it's a little bit different now, and I think Commissioner Silver, they'll address this in the off season, and you know, we'll go from there. But it'd be nice to have all three of them play tonight, but I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, what did you see last night with Charles Oakley? And I know there's bad blood because Oak has not been embraced by the Knicks organization. He bought his own ticket to the game, but you get arrested at the Garden.
Now, look, we know the Knicks side of it, that he was being belligerent, he was yelling at James Dolan, and he was causing a scene for the fans where he was sitting. That's the Knicks position. Now, we've heard from Charles Oakley, who said, look, I was there only 4 minutes. I came, I sat down, I was there to watch the game, and the scene really didn't start until James Dolan looked back and saw that I was sitting behind him and asked security to escort me out. That's when I started to get loud and started to yell. So the truth lies in between. I'm going to tell you, I have not spoken to Oak. I don't know what happened, but to me, this is probably what happened. As you've mentioned, he's been asked to stay away from the team. This is the 70th anniversary of the Knicks organization, and he's not around for those glory teams of the 90s that I've had so many battles with. He's been asked to stay away, and he's probably heard about that. His good friend Patrick Ewing probably didn't get an interview to be the head coaching job for the New York Knicks. He keeps getting skipped over. So Oakley probably said, you know what, okay, I'm going to buy these tickets, or was given to him. That's what I'm hearing too. But so what? Right behind James Dolan. And he was probably hoping that Dolan would turn around and see him and extend an olive branch and say, hey, Oak, this has gone on for too long. Come to my office tomorrow. Let's hash this out and let's talk this over. I'm sure that's what Oakley was probably thinking. When he turned around and saw that it was Charles Oakley and then had all his guys, security, who, this is the problem. Do you think Charles Oakley is going to show up in a nice-looking suit to start some beef? If he would have came in jeans and some Timberlands and jeans, perhaps. Oakley was suited down. Do you think he's coming there to be an idiot on national TV? This is my opinion.
Yeah.
I just think he was looking for an olive branch to be extended when it wasn't. Look, the security, he put these security guards in a very uncomfortable position because these are the same. Look, I know all these security guards. You guys were here when I played. I sweated my heart out for all of you guys, and this is how I'm going to be treated. I think that's why he went off.
On the list of guys you wouldn't want to mess with when you played, where does Oakley rank on that list?
Well, I've said this before on this show. There's a dark alley that people you want to walk down with. Some people are the dark alley. Charles Oakley is one of those guys that are the dark alley. And here's another thing that's – look, I'm trying to be partial here, but I know this is everywhere and it's leading SportsCenter and all that.
Yeah.
That's great and all, but stop showing the clips of Charles Oakley always getting in fights and being the intimidator. Yes, that was him. But we're feeding into, oh, my God, he must have a short temper. I've known Charles over 25 years. And, yes, he's taken me out of the air probably half a dozen times. But he was a competitor. And stop showing clips of him always wanting to fight because we're feeding into him trying to be a thug and being an intimidator, which he was, and that was his description. But why are we always feeding into – why can't we show a clip of him – of a basketball play?
No, it's fair, Reg. And
I apologize. Evidently, we got the unedited clip up. So it was a little longer than I expected. But James Dolan, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I said coach. It was James Dolan, the owner, is who he pushed. Again, some of that frustration and stuff with Charles Oakley. Again, it could be between because of the relationship, he's not getting invited places. He's, you know, he put his whole career into it. You know, I've seen similar situations with other teams, usually revolving around the head coach. Jeff Fisher in LA, you know, having issues with previous players and Hall of Famers being involved with that Rams team. Even here in Tampa, When previous head coaches, Dexter Jackson actually was the only Super Bowl MVP of the franchise's history, had issues getting into the facility and practices and stuff like that and being around the team. And it was Greg Schiano was actually the coach that really had that he had an issue with that. But overall, this isn't something that it never happens. It's outstanding in the regard that it's something that doesn't ever happen. It's something that does happen. It's something that it took place. It came to a head on national television. It's just where you don't want it to happen. Again, Charles Oakley's side of it is he didn't come there to start anything. He was just there to watch the game. He was conveniently had tickets behind James Dolan, the owner. So James Dolan turned around, saw him, told security to escort him out. So, and obviously he took some issue with not being addressed. I've had issues. I mean, we've all had issues with people in the past. And you know, if you're one of those people that are wanting to resolve a matter or wanting to get something done, the one thing that you could hate most is those avoidant people, those avoidant personalities where they're just like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to deal with it. You know, they don't want to step up and take the issue on so it can be resolved. This could be the situation. Charles Oakley is just trying to resolve the matter so he can be in good graces, so he can squash whatever issues that's there and really address them. My guess would be that maybe Charles Oakley doesn't fully understand why he's not being allowed near the team or in the garden and involved with team events. You know, why isn't he being included? I think that maybe that's where he's at. He doesn't fully understand that, and he's trying to gain understanding. That's where it kind of seems from some of the mixed reports and stuff that I've understood. Regardless if he's getting the answers he wants or not, and he wants to move forward, you know, shoving the owner isn't, you know, the guy that owns Madison Square Garden. He's the CEO, actually, CEO of Madison Square Garden. He owns the Knicks. That's usually not the good route to go, you know. We don't want to steer that street. So, but again, you guys are listening here to the half. And I'm going to get into the next topic, but just want to let you guys know, head on over to thechtonsports.com. It's our website, the Cold Hard Truth on Sports website, where you can actually listen to all podcast versions of this show on the listen link, as well as we usually have independent posts for these shows as well. So you can go listen to them, read up on them over there. All updated sports articles and whatnot on the site as well. No, I'm not getting into messages. I got messages up. So if you want to hit me up, not during this show, but during the Tuesday show, I do take messages. Just you can message at to the half, at Matt Long Sports or at the CHT on Sports. Reach me at any one of those, reach the shows at any of those, and I can address them. For this show, I'm not going to do any live stuff. So one way, you watch, listen, and if you comment down below, I appreciate it. If you subscribe down below, actually, in the last 20 seconds, you'll see something right here. Just hit that. It'll be a picture of the CHT on Sports or my face. One, two. There'll be a little circle right here. Right here. There we go. Right there. Right over the microphone. And just hit on that button. You'll subscribe. Last 20 seconds, you'll see up here. Be like a little box up here. That'll take you to the website, and then there'll be a couple videos over here to the side where all this stuff is at. But again, the second segment, just getting into it. We only got about 10 minutes left in the show. So Tiger Woods did withdraw from the most recent tournament. It was Dubai in the desert. He doesn't seem to be finding a way to get healthy and stay healthy. The back is one of those tricky things. I've talked to a lot of guys in different sports, from Olympic sports to football, golf. Golf is a big one for the back. And when you have back injuries, it seems that it always seems to be a chronic thing, despite having surgery. I know some people are doing, they do stem cell, but back's one of those tricky things. And some people do what's called a cyber knife to repair some of the issues with the back. But it's one of those tricky things. And I don't know if it ever fully heals. And a lot of people I've talked to that's had back injuries usually end up having some sort of a chronic pain or tightening or issues. So this doesn't seem to be one of those things where Tiger is rushing back, because we were kind of to the understanding where we think he's basically done. But golf is one of those sports where you can play till as long as your body will allow you to play. You can play into your 50s and 60s at a professional level and have and be able to compete. As long as you can drive the ball, hit it accurately, and hit your putts, I mean, you can. The course is the same for everybody. You know, it's like kind of like a free throw contest. You know, you're not having to. I mean, you feel competition from who you're doing your round with, and who's on the board, but there's not actually a battle with someone. It's you're an individual playing against a field, where, you know, a lot of other sports are, you are a member of a team, or you're going one-on-one against someone. So that's a big difference between golf and a lot of other sports. So you are able to do it for longer at a high level. So that being said, I don't think, even if he withdraws from these two tournaments he has here at the end of the month, I don't think this is the end for Tiger Woods. I mean, 14-time major winner. It's hard to see when is he going to be at a competitive level again. If he feels that he needs to take more time, I think he should, because of the fact that if he can get his body back where it's feeling right and he can swing a golf club to where he's not having to withdraw from tournaments and he can compete, the sky's the limit. It's Tiger Woods. So, again, the tournament in Dubai was, from my understanding, was more of a warm up for the PGA Tour events that he had planned on here in the next few months. So he shot a 77 in Dubai in the desert, and he withdrew from the European Tour. I apologize. Correction there. Thanks for pulling that up. Mark Steinberg, and we'll reach out to him. Said it was a back spasm that Thursday night that he had when he to withdraw. And again, back spasms, chronic back injuries. There's been several players. I think Grant Wistrom, or one of the Peter brothers from Nebraska. That's a big reason why they got out of the NFL. But there's been a lot of guys. Backs are really tricky. Really tricky thing. So is this the end for Tiger Woods? Not by any means. Not by any means at all. I look forward to seeing him again on the PGA Tour. Whether he withdraws from the tournaments at the end of the month, I don't know. I would not expect him to play them. But if he does, we have to feel like there are tournaments that he can be able to finish, at least from what he feels like. So I'll have some article. We have an article up on the site already about the withdrawal from the tournament Kevin Kress put up. I'll have something else up there a little bit more informative on if we plan on seeing him and kind of what has corresponded with Tiger Woods as well. So stay tuned. Go over to thechtonsports.com and check out the website. Listen link in the top left corner will get you to all the podcast versions of the show. Just have at it on there. We're always trying to put up new articles and new content and new gadgets. If you don't speak English, just go down to the bottom of the page. There's a translate. You can translate it. I think it's 17 different languages. So we just want you to read and enjoy the content. Oh yeah. And share it a lot, a lot, a lot. So, by the way, just so everybody knows, the proceeds, if you go to the website and click on the Amazon link, all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds go directly back to the website for development and education purposes for the website. So it helps us with mentoring and bringing on volunteers and having support and development for them. Again, our site and what we do isn't just revolving around us trying to make a gob of money. We want to give back. It's important that in this industry, it's a small family. This industry truly is a very small family. So we want to be able to give back, and we want to be able to help out whoever we can, give people an opportunity to write, to potentially host a show, and look at some different avenues and stuff that they can do to either get better, you know, keep going in a career. Maybe they've retired and they still want to write. I mean, we've had actually the top sports psychologist in the world has contributed to the site. We've had other people that are authors that have been writers at various newspapers. And then we have people that are just fans that, you know, want to get into it. They're interested in it. They enjoy it. All different kind of aspects. People coming from college that are looking to cut their teeth in the industry, because, you know, it can be really tough getting into a newspaper, seeing how they decline so much. So, and other places you may not get the mentoring. They're just wanting you to put up content and as much as you can, but not really mentoring you along. So everything you buy there through Amazon on the page on our site will go back into development, mentoring, and education for the site and for the staff. That way we can make sure that we continue this thing going, helping out those are involved. Also about giving back to those around us and our community. So that's all for today's show. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We have a great show lined up for tomorrow. It'll be huge, huge show for tomorrow. So check us out. I'm out for tonight.